Hey, everybody. Fallout from Ted Cruz going to Mexico. Why is the media focusing on it so much? And three other plane incidents that they seem to ignore. We do an update on the Illinois School Board of Education and so much more. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our podcast, go to charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. Chip in whatever you can and support us at charliekirk.com/support. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win America's culture war, go to tpusa.com. Important episode. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
As the China virus spread across the globe in the spring of 2020, Noble Gold investors flocked to precious metals as a financial safeguard. Gold is up more than 30% since March 2020. Silver surged more than 50% over the same period and reflecting the correlation among precious metals during times of financial volatility. But providing financial protection is not the only role that precious metals play in this fight. Precious metals also have broad applications in the medical field that go well beyond the dental use most people associate with their value. But providing financial protection is not the only role that precious metals play in this fight. Gold and silver nanoparticles are a central part of virus research and prevention. As the China virus mutates, science will have to adapt its prevention methods accordingly, and precious metals will continue to stay in demand. As for me, I will continue to trust the team at Noble Gold, a leading authority in the precious metals industry. Do you have the kinds of questions that I do about your financial mix and how to best leverage precious metals as a hedge? That's right, a hedge against market uncertainty. I encourage you to go to noblegoldinvestments.com, call their team for a free gold guide. Call Noble Gold today and tell them Charlie Kirk sent you for a special gift for qualifying transfers. Great to be back with all of you as we continue to push ahead. We really appreciated a lot of your emails that you guys sent us last week, freedom@charliekirk.com. Remembering the great Rush Limbaugh, phenomenal piece of television that was on last night, where Mark Levin and Sean Hannity remembered the legacy of Rush Limbaugh and what he did for our country. And so I want to get into some of the news here. I was flipping through politico.com, as I tend to do, just to kind of get an idea of what's happening, what are people talking about. And one of the stories that just kept popping up, which was one that went very viral last week, I have not yet commented on it, is the Cruz goes to Cancun, Cruz to Cancun story, where Ted Cruz took a flight down to Mexico to accompany his daughters in the midst of the ice storm in Texas. Now, let me first say that optically, this was terrible. And I think that Senator Cruz knows this. But in reality, it wasn't as bad as it actually looked. The governor of Texas should stay in the state of Texas. The question is, should Senator Ted Cruz have stayed in Texas? Probably. Did it look bad? Yes. But the reaction to what Ted Cruz did was way beyond what actually happened. In many different points of crisis, there is a demand from the citizens, which are co-rulers of a state, if you go back to the original Greek term, to have their leaders at least suffer alongside of them. So I understand that. But Ted Cruz quickly corrected course, came back to Texas, made the appropriate apologies, yet the story continues to live on. And I think that the outrage directed towards Ted Cruz is very interesting. I'm very curious about this. Because if all of a sudden we are now dealing in a framework where plane rides and trips are something that deserves massive media pressure and scrutiny, well, then I just have a couple of other plane rides that I'm very curious about. Three in particular. Now, this is a plane story where they actually never took off. It was actually a meeting that happened in an airplane in Phoenix, Arizona. So if the media and the Democrats and the activist class, they are so worried about Senator Ted Cruz going to Cancun, when in reality, there's really nothing he could have done differently in Cancun versus Texas. It just looks bad. Yet they were completely silent when Bill Clinton met with Loretta Lynch, the then Attorney General of the United States, on a tarmac in Phoenix, Arizona. And then Hillary Clinton was acquitted on all accounts in regards to the emails. Why did the media not cover that? How about when Hunter Biden flew with his father, who was then Vice President of the United States, to China on Air Force Two and then secured multi-billions of dollars in investment funds, something that he was not even close to being qualified for? What demanded more reaction from the media? Hunter Biden selling out our country alongside his father, who's now President of the United States? Or Ted Cruz, in a momentary error of judgment, going on a vacation with his daughters in the midst of an ice storm in Texas? Which demanded more outrage and backlash? Or how about when Joe Biden was vice president and a plane filled with $1 billion in cash, $1 billion in cash was sent to Iran. Cash, part of the JCPOA, the Iran nuclear deal. But instead, I see story after story after story of people saying that Senator Ted Cruz is under immense political pressure. In fact, the New York Times went as far to say, they went as far to get the text messages from the parent teacher organization, the local community group. The New York Times reported on the text messages of what these moms were saying. Now I want you to imagine if you're a suburban mom in the Galleria area of West Houston, and you get invited to go to the Ritz-Carlton in Cancun, and you just so happen to be on a text chain with Heidi Cruz. You then leak those text messages to the New York Times. These people will stop at nothing to accomplish their goals. And so the New York Times reported on the discussions and the chats of the text messages of whether or not Ted Cruz was telling the truth when he said he wanted to actually go plan a vacation for his children. Did the New York Times open up an entire investigative effort to try to look at the text messages into what Hunter Biden said before he went to China? You might remember, or maybe you don't, because we weren't even allowed to talk about it on social media right before the election, that Hunter Biden's laptop was literally handed to the media. And the media was not just uninterested in it. The media didn't want to not just cover it. Instead, they said, if you cover this story, you lose access to your social media accounts. If you cover the story, you'll get locked out of Twitter. The most interfered with election in American history, the 2020 election. Just from big tech and social media, not to mention the signature verification, the shenanigans, the tomfoolery. We've gone through all of that and we'll continue to keep the pressure on that because we deserve answers for what happened in Georgia with the weak Republican governor, Brian Kemp, where Brian Kemp argues that everything in Georgia was executed perfectly and properly. He could learn something in regards to courage from Governor Ron DeSantis. And so the chattering class, the pundits on the media, have put more pressure on Ted Cruz with his trip to Cancun than Joe Biden eliminating the Keystone XL pipeline. The media has made a bigger story out of Ted Cruz accompanying his daughters to go to Mexico, which again was probably an error in judgment. He admits that. Is it a national scandal? No. I'll tell you what a national scandal is. A national scandal is Joe Biden signing the most radical transgender executive orders in the history of our country. Do you notice how little press coverage of the White House there is? Can you name one White House staffer outside of Ron Klain? By this moment, in the White House of the Trump presidency, There were infographics created from the New York Times, the Washington Post, of every single person working in the White House, every relationship they ever had. I guess the T.J. Ducklow, the guy that just resigned, that would be one exception to that, outside of maybe Jen Psaki. Now, this White House has an alliance with the activist media to not be covered at all whatsoever under any circumstances. Not what policies they're pushing, not what ideas they're advancing, not what treaties they're trying to negotiate, nothing. Instead, the position of the media is to care more about a U.S. senator who goes to Mexico with his daughters to Texas than what's happening with Hunter Biden, what's happening with Iran, and Iran is now on the doorstep of getting a nuclear weapon. This was considered to be the number one story in our country over the last week. Look, let's face it, taking trips to the post office is probably not how you want to spend your time. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online at stamps.com. Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay a lot less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Stamps.com has saved businesses thousands of hours and tons of money. With Stamps.com, you get the services of the post office and UPS all in one place, plus big discounts on mailing and shipping rates. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. Stamps.com is a must-have for any business, whether you're a small office sending out invoices, an online seller shipping out orders, or even a giant warehouse sending thousands of packages a day. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% of the post office rates and 60% off UPS shipping rates. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. It's no wonder why nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with my promo code Kirk, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Kirk, K-I-R-K. That's stamps.com, promo code Kirk. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. What do you imagine if Trump was still president and this ice storm hit Texas? Do you think Trump would be in Texas? Of course he would be. You see, I'm old enough to remember when a hurricane hit Houston. Trump was president. Trump went to help out the recovery effort, and he was attacked either in Puerto Rico or in Houston for throwing paper towels like he was shooting basketball hoops. And he was attacked for that, for trying to help. Where's Joe Biden? Has Joe Biden traveled to Texas? Has Joe Biden given a massive speech about the need to mobilize in the effort of helping the power grid in Texas? Well, no, it's because it's the Green New Deal ideological environmentalist agenda that actually caused the issue in Texas. But people don't actually want to talk about that. Instead, the ideologues, like Joe Biden, are doing everything they possibly can to destroy an entire sector of the American economy. Now, why do they want to destroy fossil fuels? Because of the environment? That's their excuse. That's their cover. That's their camouflage. The real reason is because they want to destroy private property as we know it. And a core component to free market, free enterprise capitalism is private property ownership. And a key component to that is the private ownership of minerals. You see, we are one of the few countries in the world where the government does not own the rights to fossil fuels or mineral development. The Democrats have been eyeing this for quite some time. You see, the Democrats, if they cared about the environment, if Joe Biden cared about the environment, he would want pipelines. Instead, in a very energy inefficient, potentially environmentally cataclysmic way, he wants the oil to now be transported on rail cars. It's basically a handout to Warren Buffett and the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad. Pipelines were a technological advancement. They're economically friendly and moves faster cleaner and better than if you were just to transport it via truck or via rail. But no, they don't want it to be transported at all. It is an agenda to deteriorate and destroy the idea of private property in our country. They know that if they can abolish fossil fuel extraction, what else are they able to go after? And they use emotional arguments to win over potential converts on this issue. They blame everything on a changing environment based solely on carbon emissions because of fossil fuels. Never talking about the three most important questions when it comes to climate change, when it comes to global warming, which is what it was called when I was young. When I was in second or third grade, we watched a movie called Inconvenient Truth. Might have been a little bit after, 05-06, by Al Gore, that warned that by 2020, the world would be over. There would be no more polar bears. Well, there's more polar bears than ever before. There's more green on our planet than ever before. And there is zero scientific-based evidence that can directly correlate human activity and carbon-based emissions with rising global temperatures. There's speculation, and there's plenty of scientists that dissent. And this goes into a much deeper and more nuanced point that our leaders in the Republican Party as well, by the way, refuse to tackle and refuse to talk about, which is, what is science? Is science the blind acceptance of what a certain group of people tell you? Or is science what Aristotle and Plato and to a lesser extent Socrates believed, the constant questioning of what you are being told and using reason, logic, analysis to come at an objective conclusion, not a subjective conclusion? The state of Illinois has now embraced and passed to the Illinois State Board of Education the most radical educational standards in the entire country. There's nothing close to this. This makes California's measures when it comes to education look mainstream. It is proposed amendments that have now been passed purely on party lines in the state of Illinois to not just impact the curriculum, but impact what the teachers must do with the students. It's called culturally responsive teachers. We did a whole podcast on this, so I'm not going to spend the entire program on this. We did a whole 40-minute deep dive on it, so I encourage you guys to check out the Charlie Kirk Show podcast and look at it. But I want to read one point about this. This is going to be happening in every single school district across the country until conservatives start to take school board races seriously, mayor's races seriously, which we currently do not. We don't take local government seriously. But it's going to mandate teachers and leaders to teach their students about white privilege, critical race theory, talk about, and I quote, I have to search for the word correct in this long document because I couldn't believe it as I read it. And I quote, teachers must understand that there is not one correct way of doing or understanding something, and that what is seen as correct is most often on our lived experiences. Let me read that again. That there is not a correct way of doing or understanding something, and what is seen as correct is most often based on our lived experiences. This is a postmodern belief that there is no such thing as truth. Everyone has their own truth. That science, math, reason, logic, they are not objective measures for a society. Trigonometry, mathematics, thermodynamics, physics, they're not objective. They're simply weapons for white supremacists. Now, that might sound outrageous to you, but it's exactly what is being taught in schools across the country. And now, by mandate, in every single school in Illinois, private and public, by the way, it's the Illinois State Board of Education, ISBOE, understand that there's not one correct way of doing or understanding something. So, if we go back in time to a little thing called the Enlightenment, Sir Isaac Newton, René Descartes, David Hume, John Locke, Thomas Hobbes, Immanuel Kant, just to name a few of the incredible thinkers, some of whom I don't necessarily agree with to the conclusions, but there's such depth and there is phenomenal knowledge included in the literature, the speeches, the lectures that so many of these people gave and wrote. There was an idea in the Enlightenment that, and René Descartes, his most famous quote was, "I think, therefore I am," that your being is tied to your capacity to reason, that you must challenge your premise at all times. Now, they didn't come up with this. It was almost a dusting off of the books of the classics of Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle, where there was a yearning for truth. Now, this is directly correlated with the Protestant Reformation, where there was a reinvigoration to try to find biblical truth. And Thomas Aquinas, who was a church father of the Catholic Church, famously argued, and I'm paraphrasing, that the truth of the Lord is consistent with the truth of the physical world. So the more you pursue science, it's not going to disprove God. It actually can prove God. And so this idea of a correct way of doing something is a Western idea. That's the America I was raised in 9 years ago. It's the America that won two world wars and passed the Civil Rights Act. It's the America that created the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. But this idea that there is not one correct way of doing something, which is now not just a provocative piece of literature at Northwestern University. It's not just some lecturer that's passing through at University of Illinois. It is now mandated law in Illinois. It's law that you must teach your children that there's not one correct way of doing something, that there is not a correct way to act, to speak, that there is no such thing as truth. This is now the teaching standards in the state that I grew up in, the great state of Illinois. But what's the deeper problem here, and how does it actually impact what we are dealing with in our country? Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Joe Biden, they have given small, I should say short previews into this line of thinking. This is why the science changes. For example, on MSNBC, I'm just looking at this still shot I have up on my screen, and I hope I forget it the moment I stop looking at it. I'm looking at an image of Andrea Mitchell and Dr. Anthony Fauci. And on the bottom right-hand corner, they have a number. So I don't watch MSNBC. I don't make a habit out of it. However, do you remember the number and the ticker number they used to have on CNN and MSNBC before Joe Biden became president? How many infections, how many intense hospitalizations, how many cases, and how many deaths? Well, now on MSNBC, do you know what number they have? How many people have been fully vaccinated? So a positive number. In their framing, if you believe vaccinations are going to help you in this case, and you have the freedom to believe that, then that's what a wonderful number. A complete changing of the analysis of what's happening in our country. See how quickly that happened? From a number that got you to believe that we're in a crisis to a number that believed, that got you to believe that we are winning this struggle, even though it's the Trump administration that did the work that got us the vaccine, Operation Warp Speed, and brought it to delivery and implementation. But when they say trust the science, they don't actually mean trust science. Do you ever notice they say trust the science, not trust science? It's a very important difference. You see, trust science would mean that we must be eternally questioning. We must find our inner skeptic. We must look at things from all possible angles. What are the transmission rates? Are masks what you say they are? Maybe they are. But the question itself is very important. Now, some of my critics might say, Charlie, you're just dealing in semantics. I really don't think I am. I think this is a very, very important distinction. You see, trusting the science is basically like saying it is dogma, it is law, it is put in place. I don't trust their science because their science is using and abusing what we have grown to love as the scientific method as unquestioned fact in society, which it isn't. Look, a lot of people are emailing me about Mike Lindell. And some people have even asked me, how do I help Mike Lindell? Charlie, how do I get behind him? I don't know if you just knew this, but he just got sued. He's under attack by a lot of different people. And I could tell you, now is the time to help Mike Lindell if you want to help him and help his crusade to fight for our country. You could do that by buying a MyPillow. They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want and maintain their shape. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, regular for $69.98, and that's a $40 savings. All MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to get behind Mike Lindell, I know a lot of you have been moved and have been convicted to support him. You're saying, you know what? I want to support Mike Lindell and Charlie Kirk. Well, you could do that together. Only here on the Charlie Kirk Show can you support Mike Lindell and get a product in return, a pillow, by the way. It's not just, you know, oh, support Mike Lindell. You get a beautiful pillow. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Kirk. You'll always get a deep discount on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-875-0425 and use the promo code Kirk. If you want to help out Mike Lindell, I know a lot of people do, go to MyPillow.com, use the radio listener square, promo code Kirk. There's a great story that goes back to how we discovered what is now called the heliocentric theory. Galileo challenged the dogma that existed, that was that the earth was the center of the universe, that the sun revolved around the earth. The earth did not revolve around the sun. It was a risk that Galileo took. This is what started the Enlightenment, by the way, amongst many other things, and Sir Isaac Newton. And I don't mean this by any way of a criticism of the Catholic Church, but the Catholic Church was threatened by this, and they were the dominant governing authority, especially when it came to education at the time. So Galileo came onto the scene and said, no. I can prove using science that the earth actually revolves around the sun. Heliocentric theory. He was tried and imprisoned. And there is some good nuance to this. He was given, let's just say, he was basically put in exile with a lot of his students. He lived at a villa. Anyway, there's a lot of people that have sent me very interesting information because it's not as brutal as people might think. The point is, though, that he was imprisoned and criticized for speaking truth. The idea of the Enlightenment is that we must challenge what is being told to us constantly using what God gave us, reason. Thomas Aquinas argued that reason was a gift from God. It was evidence that God exists, our ability to reason, our ability to make sense of a chaotic world. And so what we have now taught in our schools, to kind of make this come full circle, in the Illinois Culturally Responsive Teaching and Leading Standards, it says, teachers must understand that there is not one correct way of doing or understanding something, of which I ask the Illinois State Board of Education, does the earth revolve around the sun, or does the sun revolve around the earth? Or is there not a correct way to teach that? Does force equal mass times acceleration? Is the second law of thermodynamics true, the inevitable law of decay? Or is that just not a correct way of doing things? What is happening ever so subtly is the destruction of what created the West. This blend, this intersection, this combination for good of reason and revelation put together. And it's intentional. I'm going to tell you why. And also, if you're a parent listening to this on another radio station across the country, this is coming to a school right near you very, very soon. that now teachers are going to be forced to tell their students that there's not one correct way of doing something. And we've already seen this societal erosion and deterioration over the last couple of years. We've seen it in a variety of different ways. We saw it with the Smithsonian Museum, the African American History Museum, that said that talking properly, showing up on time, working hard are Eurocentric values, that they're actually racist to believe in those sorts of things. And so now it is at the fundamental level of where we teach our 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds all the way up to 18 years old. But the Illinois culturally responsive teaching training gets worse. It requires teachers to then turn their students into activists. Now, some of you might be listening to this and might say, well, that might be a little bit of an exaggeration, Charlie. Part E of the Illinois State School Board Education Curriculum, and I quote, leveraging student activism, quote, culturally responsive teachers and leaders will support and create opportunities for student advocacy and representation in the content and classroom. A culturally responsive teacher and leader will, quote, emphasize and connect students about their identities, skin color, advocacies, and self-interest. Help students identify actions that can be taken to apply learning to develop opportunities and relationships for alliances. Give students their own space to negotiate their advocacy needs and present their perspectives. And finally, promote student advocacy in the community. So now it will be a requirement of teachers in Illinois, which again, this is a blueprint for the rest of the country. This will become an assembly line for curriculum in California, in New York. They're going to try in Arizona and Georgia if the Republican governors don't do anything, to take a fourth grader and turn them into Greta Thunberg. Give them a sign that says all cops are racist, and now you get credit if you do that. In fact, it's a requirement. And if you are taught that there is no correct way of doing things, if you are taught there's no such thing as absolute truth, if you are taught that there is no proper way to analyze the world, then you make perfect activists. Because the only thing that they teach you is true is your emotion, your feeling, your perspective, your story, your truth. And it creates very unhappy people. It creates people that are more likely to want to disrupt the world around them. And the teachers are now required to do this. So instead of teaching young people that you should get married and stay loyally married to that person, to have children, to work hard, to tell the truth, we are going to teach children that the whole world is racist, bigoted, homophobic. You have privilege if you're white. Let's destroy that world around you and deploy you to be an activist. That is the future of the state of Illinois. If this was something that a professor was teaching, this would be worthy of national news. This is the requirement of what every teacher in Illinois must teach their children, their students, I should say. And parents are saying, well, what do I do? Well, outside of moving, school board races are critically important. Getting a good governor, a new governor would help. But the tragic but honest answer is this. Some of this might not be able to be changed for a generation. We are living through the lidless eye of the left, the eye that never blinks. It stares, it focuses, it's the long march of the institutions. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless.